Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Ted O'Connell, author of USMLE Step 2 Secrets and Chief Content Officer for Inside the Boards. This is the Step 2 Secrets podcast, where we provide you the high-yield content from Step 2 Secrets in audio format, as well as question breakdowns, so you can study on the go and get back to reclaiming some of your life. This is the question breakdown for the vitamins and minerals chapter. A 32-year-old woman returns to her community health clinic complaining of tingling in her hands and feet. The symptoms began 3 days ago. She has no other complaints. 4 weeks ago, she had a positive PPD, or positive purified protein derivative, skin test and a normal chest radiograph. She was started on isoniazid for a diagnosis of latent tuberculosis. She's a third grade teacher and an immigrant from the Philippines. She's been in the United States for 5 years. Which of the following is the best explanation for her symptoms? A, conversion reaction. B, dietary thiamine deficiency. C, isoniazid hypersensitivity reaction. D, pernicious anemia. Or E, pyridoxine deficiency. So in this case, we have a patient who is otherwise healthy, recently had a positive PPD, negative chest x-ray, diagnosed with latent tuberculosis, and started on isoniazid, and presenting now with tingling in her hands and feet. So this really becomes a question of, do you know what the side effects of isoniazid are? Isoniazid is known to inhibit the formation of the biologically active form of pyridoxine, or vitamin B6. So when administering isoniazid, many physicians also have their patients take a vitamin B6 supplement to prevent peripheral neuropathy or neuritis that can otherwise result in about 2% of patients taking isoniazid. So I would be zeroing in right on pyridoxine deficiency, or choice E as the correct answer. But let's take a look through each of the other choices as well. So A is conversion reaction. In a patient with no other historical background of psychiatric disorders or social stressors mentioned in the vignette, this seems very unlikely. Be aware, though, that there have been reports of patients having psychotic episodes with isoniazid, but that's really not what we're seeing in this case. The next choice is dietary thiamine deficiency. Thiamine deficiency causes distal neuropathy, but there's no reason to suspect thiamine deficiency in this particular patient. Choice C is isoniazid hypersensitivity reaction. This patient's symptoms are too late and too atypical for a type 1 reaction. Recall that a type 1 hypersensitivity reaction results from the release of inflammatory mediators from mast cells and basophils. So they'll manifest with symptoms such as rhinorrhea, shortness of breath, swelling, as you would see in an anaphylactic reaction. And that's really not what we're seeing here in this particular case. Choice D is pernicious anemia. Vitamin B12 or cobalamin deficiency can cause peripheral neuropathy, but this is less likely caused than isoniazid inhibition of the formation of the biologically active form of pyridoxine or vitamin B6. And so that's the correct answer, is pyridoxine deficiency. So the learning point in this case is that isoniazid is commonly used for the management of latent TB infection. Side effects of isoniazid include hepatotoxicity and peripheral neuropathy. Monitoring of liver enzymes during the course of isoniazid is recommended. And to prevent peripheral neuropathy, concurrent administration of pyridoxine or vitamin B6 is recommended. And now, back to the show.
This is the Vitamins and Minerals chapter from USMLE Step 2 Secrets, 5th edition. Question 1. Specify the signs and symptoms of the various vitamin deficiencies and toxicities. Vitamin A deficiency causes night blindness, scaly rash, dry eyes, Betteau spots, which is debris on the conjunctiva, and increased infections. Vitamin A toxicity causes pseudotumor cerebri, bone thickening, and it's teratogenic. Vitamin C deficiency causes scurvy, resulting in hemorrhages, skin petechiae, gingivitis, and loose teeth, and also results in poor wound healing, hyperkeratotic hair follicles, and bone pain from periosteal hemorrhages. Vitamin D deficiency causes rickets, osteomalacia, and hypocalcemia. Vitamin D toxicity causes hypercalcemia, nausea, and renal toxicity. Vitamin E deficiency causes anemia, peripheral neuropathy, and ataxia. Vitamin E toxicity causes necrotizing enterocolitis in infants. Vitamin K deficiency causes hemorrhage and prolonged prothrombin time. Vitamin K toxicity causes hemolysis and can lead to kernicterus. Vitamin B1 thiamine deficiency causes wet beriberi, which is high output cardiac failure, dry beriberi, which is peripheral neuropathy, and Wernicke and Korsakoff syndromes. Vitamin B2 or riboflavin deficiency causes angular stomatitis and dermatitis. Vitamin B3 or niacin deficiency causes pellagra, which is dementia, dermatitis, and diarrhea, and it also causes stomatitis. Vitamin B6 or pyridoxine deficiency causes peripheral neuropathy, stomatitis, convulsions in infants, microcytic anemia, and seborrheic dermatitis. Vitamin B6 toxicity causes peripheral neuropathy. It's the only B vitamin with toxicity. Vitamin B12 or cobalamin deficiency causes megaloblastic anemia plus neurologic symptoms, including subacute combined degeneration, dementia, and ataxia. Folic acid deficiency causes megaloblastic anemia without neurologic symptoms. Question 2. Specify the signs and symptoms of the various mineral deficiencies and toxicities. Iron deficiency causes microcytic anemia and coelonychia, which is spoon-shaped fingernails. Iron toxicity causes hemochromatosis. Iodine deficiency causes goiter, cretinism, and hypothyroidism. Iodine toxicity causes myxedema. Fluoride deficiency causes dental caries. Fluoride toxicity causes fluorosis with modeling of teeth and bone exostoses. Zinc deficiency causes hypogeusia, which is decreased taste, rash, and slow wound healing. Copper deficiency causes Menke syndrome. It's X-linked, results in kinky hair and intellectual disability. Copper toxicity causes Wilson disease. Selenium deficiency causes cardiomyopathy and muscle pain. Selenium toxicity causes loss of hair and nails. Manganese deficiency causes manganese madness in miners of ore, and this is behavioral changes in psychosis. Chromium deficiency causes impaired glucose tolerance. Question 3. What are the fat-soluble vitamins? In what general category of patients are they deficient? Vitamins A, D, E, and K are fat-soluble. Deficiency of any of these vitamins may be due to malabsorption, for example, cystic fibrosis, cirrhosis, celiac disease, duodenal bypass, bile duct obstruction, pancreatic insufficiency, or chronic giardiasis. In such patients, parenteral supplements are required if high-dose oral supplements fail.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free Bright Side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Question 4. What vitamin, mineral, and electrolyte deficiencies are classically seen in alcoholics? Any can be seen, but watch especially for folate, thiamine, phosphorus, and magnesium deficiencies. Question 5. What is the most common cause of vitamin B12 deficiency? Pernicious anemia, in which anti-parietal cell antibodies destroy the ability to secrete intrinsic factor. Conditions associated with pernicious anemia include autoimmune disease, such as hypothyroidism, type 1 diabetes, and vitiligo. Removal of the ileum and the tapeworm Diphyllobothrium latum are exotic causes of vitamin B12 deficiency. Diagnosis of pernicious anemia is clinched by a low serum B12 level. The presence of anti-intrinsic factor antibodies is highly confirmatory for pernicious anemia. The Schilling test is of historical interest, but is no longer commonly employed in the diagnosis of B12 deficiency. Question 6. What is the classic iatrogenic cause of vitamin B6 deficiency? Prolonged therapy with isoniazid, especially in young people. Pyridoxine supplementation is recommended for patients on isoniazid therapy for tuberculosis. Question 7. Which medications may cause folate deficiency? Anticonvulsants, especially phenytoin, methotrexate, and trimethoprim. Question 8. Which vitamin is a known teratogen? Vitamin A. Female patients taking one of the oral vitamin A analogs as treatment for acne must have a negative pregnancy test before the medication is started and should be counseled about the risks of teratogenicity. Some form of birth control should be used and periodic pregnancy tests should be offered. Isotretinoin is such a significant teratogen that access to this medication is very restricted. All patients and prescribers must be in a special program designed to eliminate fetal exposure to isotretinoin. There are strict qualification criteria, including monthly pregnancy testing, and two forms of contraception are recommended. Question 9. Which vitamin should be taken by all sexually active women of reproductive age? Folate, which reduces the risk of neural tube defects in the fetus. The maximal benefit occurs before the woman knows that she is pregnant. Question 10. What are the physical findings of rickets, vitamin D deficiency, in children? Craniotabes, which is a poorly mineralized skull and bones that feel like a ping pong ball. Rachitic rosary, which is costochondral beading and small round masses on the anterior rib cage. Delayed fontanelle closure, bossing of the skull, kyphoscoliosis, and bow legs and knock knees. Bone changes appear first at the lower ends of the radius and the ulna. Question 11. Which vitamin is given to all newborns? Vitamin K is given as prophylaxis against hemorrhagic disease of the newborn. Question 12. Which clotting factors are affected by vitamin K? What is the interaction of vitamin K and the liver? Vitamin K is needed for hepatic synthesis of factors 2, 7, 9, and 10, as well as proteins C and S. Chronic liver disease, cirrhosis, can cause prolongation of the prothrombin time and INR because of the liver's inability to synthesize clotting factors, even in the presence of adequate vitamin K levels. This problem should be corrected with fresh frozen plasma. Vitamin K is ineffective in the setting of severe liver disease. Question 13. Describe the relationship between vitamin K and broad-spectrum antibiotics. Prolonged therapy with broad-spectrum antibiotics is a potential cause of vitamin K deficiency. These medications can eliminate the normal gut bacteria that synthesize much of the vitamin K required daily. Question 14. What is a classic step 2 description of a vitamin C deficient patient? An elderly person with a diet of hot dogs and soda, or tea and toast, who presents with bleeding gums and bone pain.
A big thank you to Elsevier Incorporated, my publishing company behind USMLE Step 2 Secrets, for allowing us to put out this book in audio format. Please check out the other Inside the Boards podcasts over at insidetheboards.com, including the main Inside the Boards podcast and the Inside the Boards Study Smarter series for question breakdowns and tips on getting through medical school. And with that, we wrap up today's episode of USMLE Step 2 Secrets. Hi, this is Ted O'Connell. I just wanted to let you know real quick that when the time comes for you to begin studying for the USMLE Step 3, we actually now have a USMLE Step 3 subscription podcast. So I encourage you to check that out over at medpreptogo.com. We have sample episodes available. And even if you're studying for Step 2, you may actually find some of this content really useful for your studies. So please do check it out.